This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about using sunscreens. There's been a lot in the news lately about sunscreens and which ones are best to use. So are you getting confused about sunscreens? Well, let me try to set the record straight. Here's why. Being out in the sun without proper protection from ultraviolet light exposure can increase your risk for sunburn, wrinkles, and even skin cancer. So if you're hazy on sunscreens and how to use them, your health could be on the line. Skin cancer is one of the most common types of cancer in the United States, with more than 3.5 million cases diagnosed every year. So for all of our beach-loving Half Moon Bay residents, I want to cover some information on sunscreens and tips on how to use them correctly. First of all, there are two types of ultraviolet light, UVA and UVB, which can cause problems. It's very important to buy sunscreen products that protect against UVA and UVB. Now, if you think you can skip the sunscreen because you don't bask in the sun, that's not right. You should wear sunscreen every day whenever you're going outside, even if it's a cloudy day in Half Moon Bay, because you can still get sun damage to your skin. And if you have naturally dark skin, it still doesn't mean that you don't need sunscreen. People with darker skin are definitely less likely to burn, but they can still get some skin damage and skin cancer. Now, there's a myth out there that you should tan before going on vacation because it'll protect you from getting burned, and that's just not true. According to dermatologists, if you've got a tan either from the sun or from a tanning bed, it means your skin is damaged. If you skip sunscreen because you don't like how it feels on your skin, shop around. There are many types of sunscreens on the market. For example, if you have sensitive skin, try ones marked for sensitive skin or for children. They usually have a physical sun blocker in them, such as titanium dioxide or zinc oxide.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd of Shepherd Family Dentistry. I am happy to announce that we are now preparing to resume serving the community. I am having staff meetings and going over protocols for patient care as mandated by the San Mateo County Health Department. Shepherd Family Dentistry will soon be taking appointments for routine dental cleanings as well as other procedures. We look forward to seeing our regular patient family as well as meeting new patients. Shepherd Family Dentistry is located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
While I'm speaking about using sunscreens and prevention of sunburn, I should also mention another tip. Wear protective clothing and a hat. The more covered up you are, the less sunscreen you're going to need. And you won't have to worry about applying and reapplying so much sunscreen. Now, many women will rely on sunscreen in their makeup, but you probably need more protection than that. If you use foundation makeup, a few spots of sunscreen on your face isn't really going to be enough out in the sun. Experts say you should wear at least an SPF 30. So one approach is to use a moisturizer that has sunscreen in it, as well as foundation with sunscreen in it. Some people think that all sunscreens are the same, but that's not so. Sunscreens can differ in the way they protect your skin. Some are physical sunblocks, which use zinc oxide or titanium dioxide to block the UVA and UVB rays. Others use chemicals to do the job. And do you think that a little sunscreen will see you through the entire day? No, not even with an SPF of 50. You still need to reapply it about every 2 hours or sooner if you've been in the water or sweating a lot. Water-resistant sunscreens maintain their SPF level after 40 minutes in the water, and the ones labeled very water-resistant sunscreen maintains the SPF for about 80 minutes. There's really no such thing as a waterproof sunscreen because it eventually comes off no matter what. Water-resistant just means it takes a lot more water to get the sunscreen off. Now, whichever kind of sunscreen you use, put it on a dry skin about 15 to 30 minutes before you go outside. And make sure you put a lot of it on. To cover your whole body, they say you'd have to fill a whole shot glass. And what about using the old tube of sunscreen from last year? Well, probably not a good idea. Some sunscreens break down quickly, so check your sunscreen bottle to see if it has an expiration date. I was surprised recently to learn that my tube of sunscreen had an expiration date on it. And yes, it was from last year, and yes, I threw it out. There are many different sunscreen products to choose from. What's most important is to buy one that you like. If you like the product, you're more likely to use it. Well, listeners, I think I covered the important facts to know about using sunscreens. Now get out there and have a great time on our beautiful beaches and coastal trails. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.